This is the Composer's Datebook for November 28th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1919, the eminent French conductor Pierre Monteux led the Boston Symphony in the premiere of The Pleasure Dome of Kublai Khan, a new orchestral score written by the American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. The music was inspired by the famous romantic poem of that name by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, but it owes its exotic orchestral coloring to Griffiths' interest in the music of Asia and the Pacific Rim. And although Griffiths himself never traveled there, he knew someone who did, the influential Canadian soprano Eva Gautier, famous for her avant-garde song recitals that included music by Stravinsky and Schoenberg, and her later association with Gershwin and Ravel. It was the well-traveled Gautier who introduced Griffiths to the musical traditions of Japan and Java. The 1919 Boston premiere of Kublai Khan was the high point of Griffiths' career, and all the critics agreed a major new talent had arrived on the American scene. Unfortunately, 1 month later, Griffiths took ill and in a few months died from a severe lung infection. He was just 35 years old. How his music would have developed had Griffiths lived, remains one of the most intriguing what might have been's of American music. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.